This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, January 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Bird flu infections decline. National monuments along Colorado River and farmers growing tariff concerns. Bird flu in dairies trends downward. The epidemic curve marking the number of dairy herds infected with avian influenza in California is on a downward track, that according to CDFA Secretary Karen Ross. Delivering her monthly update to the Food and Ag Board yesterday, Ross celebrated the release of 100 dairies from quarantine after virus tests came up negative for 3 weeks, indicating the cows have fully recovered. More than 700 dairies have tested positive so far in California. CDFA's Animal Health Division has partnered closely with USDA and UC Davis researchers to track the infections. Ross hopes that research will draw some learning lessons for the state and its federal counterparts in responding to the epidemic. Egg shortage. Well, over the holidays, the bird flu outbreak in domestic poultry flocks led to empty store shelves and eggs selling for $9 a carton. California lost about 10 million laying hens during the fall. But Ross acknowledged the situation was further exacerbated by the state's Proposition 12 requirements for purchasing cage-free eggs. Following California's lead, 10 other states have now passed cage-free laws. So there's actually a bit more competition driving up the demand, explained Ross. Biden designates California national monuments. President Joe Biden yesterday signed proclamations to create 2 new national monuments in California. The designation is part of his goal to conserve 30% more land by 2030. The combined territory spans 848,000 acres of land previously under the Bureau of Land Management. The Chuckwalla National Monument covers a portion of the Coachella Valley near the Colorado River. In far northern California, the Satellite Highlands National Monument encompasses the Medicine Lake Highlands. Tribal leaders had called for the land to be protected and applauded the decision. In a White House statement, the administration said new monuments will honor culturally significant areas for indigenous populations. Yet, Caitlin Glover, she directs the natural resource advocacy at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, decried the action. In a release, she said it shows these monuments are politically motivated and devoid of resource planning for the future. High winds had forced Biden to cancel his visit to Southern California to dedicate the monuments in person. Biden officials poke at Trump's water threats. While Biden took actions in the northern and southern tips of California, his top housing official traveled to Sacramento to hand deliver a large $500 million check for disaster recovery assistance. The money will help Californians rebuild after winter storms led to damage from winds, flooding, and landslides over the last 2 years. The Biden administration's photo opportunity stands in contrast to President-elect Donald Trump's threats to withhold federal disaster aid if the state does not deliver more water to farms and cities. You can read about the Trump factor disrupting California's Delta plan in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farmers' tariff fears mount. A new survey shows farmers increasingly believe the U.S. will return to a tit-for-tat trade escalations that hurt ag exports. Purdue University's monthly ag economy barometer shows an increasing portion of U.S. farmers think a trade war is on the horizon. between November and December, the share of farmers who think exports will likely be affected by a coming tariff spat rose 6 percentage points to 48%. Just 21% thought a trade conflict is unlikely, down 5 points from last month. To keep in mind, Trump reiterated his threat to put, quote, very serious tariffs on Mexico and Canada during a press conference this week. He also threatened to impose new tariffs on Denmark if it doesn't go along with his effort to purchase Greenland. At various times, he has previously floated a 60% tariff on China, as well as an across-the-board tariff on all U.S. imports. John Deere unveils new autonomous equipment offerings. Farm equipment giant John Deere is aiming to address farm labor shortages by bolstering its autonomous equipment lineup with 4 new offerings. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, the company unveiled 2 autonomous tractors. The first self-propelled version of the 9RX, a large model used for land tillage. The second, a version of the smaller 5ML used for spring orchards. The company also announced an autonomous dump truck model and an autonomous electric mower. Now take note, at the same conference 2 years ago, John Deere unveiled its first ever fully autonomous tractor. The new additions represent the company's expanding embrace of autonomous technology, which Chief Technology Officer Jamie Hedman touted in a release as a way to combat labor shortages on farms. RFK Jr. returns to Congress to meet with senators from both parties. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is scheduled to meet with more senators this week, including Republican and Democratic Senate Agriculture Committee members. President-elect Donald Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services has already met with several offices to discuss his confirmation. The Senate Finance Committee is likely to hold a confirmation hearing, but the nominee has met with senators on other committees as well. He can only afford to lose 3 Republican votes to secure the confirmation. Some GOP senators, particularly those with agriculture backgrounds, have raised concerns about Kennedy's statements on pesticides and the food and agriculture industry. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is scheduled to meet with Kennedy Thursday, according to his office. During a press call yesterday, Grassley said he plans to ask the nominee about his agriculture stance, including previous comments related to pesticides and GMOs. Kennedy wouldn't have jurisdiction over some agriculture issues, including pesticides, as HHS secretary. But Grassley said, "I'm sure he's going to be trying to influence other branches of government." A Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas was also skeptical of Kennedy due to his ag comments. The senator changed his tune after a meeting with the nominee last month, however, said he was reassured that Kennedy has an affinity for conventional agriculture. Perhaps because of the tight margins, Kennedy is also scheduled to meet with some Democrats this week, according to multiple outlets, and that would include Senate Agriculture Committee members Michael Bennett of Colorado and John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. Here's today's final word. Sacramento Democrats' energy policies have made life unaffordable for Californians and their families. That GOP Senator Marie Alvarado Gill of Modesto, who was one of those Democrats until last August. Alvarado Gill was commenting on a new report from the Legislative Analyst's Office confirming the state's electricity rates are among the highest in the country and have been rapidly increasing. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, January 8th, brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.